Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. It's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health conditions. I'm your co-host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, along with Dr. Chris Demzar.
Yeah, so happy to be here, Doc.
Very excited. Hey, we are in a series talking about energy and how most of us are tired during the times we should be awake, and then we're wired like crazy when it's time to be asleep.
Time to wind down.
So if you're that person who is craving salt, if you're tired after you exercise, if you've got brain fog, weight gain that you can't explain, difficulty sleeping, like, you know, it's that my mind is going 1,000 miles per hour. I know I'm tired, but I can't seem to fall asleep. If you get sick quite often, if you're depressed, if you're anxious, if you've got really extreme fatigue, watch this, between 2 and 4 o'clock, you know, that midday. Yeah. We used to say it was the post-lunch slump, but now we know it's actually an adrenal issue.
Yep. It's an energy issue.
We're talking about energy management, how your body produces energy, and these two little tiny glands, I think they're about the size of a walnut, that sit on top of your kidneys that unfortunately most of us over-abuse, never pay attention to. We're talking today about adrenal fatigue and how it is a main cause of global fatigue. And I know last week I mentioned that the number one reason people go to see their medical doctor is not because of like a condition. You would think it is, but most people are like, I don't feel well. I'm tired. I'm fatigued. I don't feel like myself. So like 90% of visits to MDs include a discussion of I'm more tired than I feel like I should be.
Yeah, exactly. Commonly, we think that the reason that most people go to a medical doctor, well, I mean, the reason that people miss the most amount of days per work every year is typically due to back pain. But then when you actually look at the data, people go into the medical doctor with back pain issues and they come out having had conversations about stress and about energy levels. And so when they're stressed at work and their energy levels are low, what do you think starts to break down? Well, their body, and no wonder they start to have back pain. And so even though we think, oh, well, it's back pain is why people go to the doctor. No, it is stress.
Yeah, and that also depletes immunity, which makes people get sick more frequently.
Exactly.
So, hey, listen, we've got some free gifts for you guys today. Our newest ebook, Energy Heal Thyself. Inside this ebook are the functional causes of why we're so tired all the time. More importantly, the corrective steps, there's supplements, there's diets, there's guides. We talk about boosting energy super fast. Last week I mentioned it even has my adaptogenic herb list. It has the top energy food list, the 20 fatigue fighting superfoods. All of this is free for you. Hey, grab your cell phone and text the word energy with your name and email to 704-906-2094. You're also going to get access to a live summit we're hosting. It's on the 13th of May. It's called the Adrenal, or just I'll say Energy Summit. We want to help you be vitalized, rejuvenated, rested, peaceful, yet full of energy so that you can do your life, you can live it, you can have fun, be with your friends and family, and really break this issue of health, because a lot of us are so tired that we're not taking care of ourselves properly.
Yeah, and it makes zero sense to say, well, how can I just get less tired?
Yeah.
It makes way more sense to say, well, how do I manage the stress that's causing that better? And that's what we're looking to dive into.
And watch out, right? Because so many people are, you know, we're bathing ourselves in caffeine. We're drowning ourselves in energy drinks. We're searching for the energy bars and the energy supplements and all this kind of stuff. Yep. Guys, I'm here to tell you, the real lasting energy comes from a clean internal working system, balanced hormones, proper neurological function, detoxed liver and intestines. So there's ways you can actually clean your system out. And your energy comes back as a thank you for that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So again, the Energy Heal Thyself ebook is yours free today. Text the word energy with your name and email to 704-906-2094. That's 704-906-2094. Hey, so what I want to talk about to start with is this idea, this culture of exhaustion. Mm-hmm. Okay, like we live in a world today where it's pretty much understood that you're going to be burning the candle at both ends. You know, we have multiple patients even that have mentioned to us, like, just the amount of stress in the day-to-day life. Like, our society, I think it was, we've become accustomed to the idea that, like, I'm a little tired and that's okay. Right. Like, I'm fatigued and that's normal, right? All the obligations. But I'm here to tell you for a fact, you have such a created body. I mean, it's a God-given temple. And endless amounts of energy can pour out of this. But it's a lot like a car. If I don't put the right stuff in it, I don't get the output. So I could have a 500 horsepower whatever, but if I put the wrong fuel into it, if I'm not taking care of it, I only get a portion of that horsepower power. So here we are, we've got endless energy productivity coming from within. If we're not feeding it properly, if we're not taking care of it properly, we start to lose output.
Absolutely. You know, I see it as this false culture of success where in order to be successful in life, and this can relate to any person's specific situation, you must do nothing but be focused on whatever that success is for you. And in order to do that, it's okay to disregard what your body is telling you. That's where the word false comes in, because you will look to say, oh, I'm not worried about what's happening on my insides as long as what's happening in this world in my present is allowing me to continue forward with whatever that is. And is that sustainable? Does that sound sustainable for a very long period of time for those of you listening right now? It shouldn't.
Yeah.
It should be like, whoa, well, at what point do you rest? I mean, we have to sleep for one third of our lives, basically, in order to make sure that we can have the energy to keep being successful in this world. So when does that happen? And when what we find out is that our body's ability to continue to manage the constant stress load that we place on it diminishes to the point where all the basic principles that our body has to say, yeah, we're going to build you back up, goes away and stops working the way it should. And that's when we start to see these massive problems start to happen. But guess what? This is the big secret. And Dr. Ernst, tell me if you would agree. How often are people feeling the effects of adrenal fatigue, of stress overload in their lives outside of just noticing that they're tired all the time?
I would say it's probably a daily occurrence. Yeah. I mean, like, when we talk about, so we have to talk real quick about this so we can define this, right? You and I are talking about functional adrenal stress.
Right.
Medically, okay, the likelihood of an MD saying, yes, your adrenal glands are fried out is very, very slim. Addison's disease requires a 90% shutdown of the hormones within your body as far as your adrenal hormones, stress hormones, you know, epinephrine, cortisol, DHEA, etc. So that challenge is, you're not going to be diagnosed, but the day-to-day, right? So the cravings of the salt, the lack of sleep, the chronic fatigue, the 2 to 4 p.m. crash where it's literally like you have to almost put toothpicks on your eyes to keep them open. Yeah. But then the 9, 10, 11 p.m. wired can't sleep. I would say probably people deal with this daily, weekly, if not on a regular basis.
Right. And so my question is, though, for all of you listening right now, how many of you are aware that that is what's happening? Are you able to acknowledge and recognize that with yourself that, oh my gosh, you know what? I am craving salt all the time. Or you know what? I've been awake till and I feel like I have so much energy at midnight the last three nights in a row. What the heck's going on? How many of you are actually recognizing and aware of that? Because here are these acute symptoms or here's these symptoms creeping up, letting your body know, letting you know, now you're starting to mess with signs that your adrenal gland is not doing what it's supposed to. Your body can't handle the stress that's been placed on it anymore. And you're still going, you know what? No, I'm good. I got my 5 hours of sleep. Let's go. We got to find what that success looks like in the world.
Yeah, but here's the thing also too. I think most people, they're aware that they feel these things, right? So the fatigue, the tiredness, the brain fog, the weight loss resistance. But I don't think most of them are going, hey, that must be my adrenal glands. we'll put it off on, I had a busy week, I had a stressful life, I had this thing happen to me, it's okay, it's normal. Just know, like, your body is supposed to adapt to stress, okay? There's a normal stress response. That's why we have an adrenal gland. So if someone comes up to you and freaks the living daylights out of you, you know that little, like, like, I hate to say it, but when you're
up your spine,
when you're adrenally fatigued and you're driving and just sort of that, like, you know, you nod off and all of a sudden, you know, car starts,
right.
And then it's like, you're awake. That's that adrenal push, the cortisol, the adrenaline. That's normal in not the reaction of that, doing that. But the response to that kind of a stress is normal, right? It's not normal for you to be so tired that when you're driving, you're zooming all over.
Yeah, we're not condoning that.
No, it happens to all of us. But the idea is that innate response, that initial burst, okay? But see, the challenge today is we're all getting stressed out by that all the time from the simplest of things. The foods we eat, we won't recognize it because we don't feel the stress, but you eat a very heavily processed, packaged, chemical-laden meal, your adrenal glands see that the same as if a tiger's jumping out at you from behind a bush.
Yep, exactly.
Right? If you're toxic, if you're being exposed to chemicals and pesticides and herbicides, your liver and your adrenal glands see that no matter if you have a boss yelling down your neck or not. So today, we know that the things that are stressing our adrenal glands out is day-to-day life.
Right.
But a lot of us are not paying attention to it and acknowledging the fact that it's our adrenal glands that are responsible for the way we manage stress. So someone who is overly reactive, anxious, depressed, etc., typically has already gone through the reserve of what their adrenal glands can do for them. And what we want to teach you guys today is how to build that back. How do you recover your adrenal response so that you can start to feel good and be energetic? I think step number one is download the ebook,
right?
Because it's going to explain what are the functional causes of adrenal fatigue. What's the causes of just fatigue in general? What are the tests that actually show you, do you have these things going on? And again, we've got the supplements, we've got the diets, we've got the nutrients, everything's inside of here. So again, it's text the word energy with your name and email to 704-906-2094. You get the ebook for free, and then we're hosting a masterclass on the 13th of May where we're gonna take you step by step how to identify what's the functional cause of your health issues. Is it spilling over and doing something like a thyroid or a blood pressure, a cholesterol issue, a diabetic issue? And how do you identify the underlying cause so you can start to heal it immediately?
Exactly.
So again, it's the word energy with your name and email to 704-906-2094.
Yeah, Dr. Ernst, I think you hit the nail on the head. You were saying it's not just an adrenal issue. Let's see if it's spilling over to a thyroid issue, a diabetes, a cholesterol issue. And here's the thing. Even when we break down adrenal fatigue, when we break down your body's inability to deal with stress, you're very quickly going to go, oh, well, it must be cortisol, right? It's just cortisol. If I can just manage my cortisol, I'll be fine, right? Wrong. It's way more than just cortisol. The adrenal glands produce way more hormones than just cortisol, and there's different stages even of where you're at within the adrenal fatigue spectrum, I'll say.
Yep.
And so that's going to dictate what your body is doing as you try to continue moving through the day-to-day stresses of life.
Yep. So I want you to think of it like this. It often starts off where we are what I'll call sort of like we're just tired, right? So it's like I've got this general sense of fatigue.
Yep.
And usually what you're going to see is the, I'll call it the initial state of the tiredness leads us to start to try to drive ourselves for more energy, right? So we end up with this thing that we call wired for sound, okay? So this is kind of like when your cortisol is high, your neurotransmitters are high, and you're in this sort of like, you're in this high state, right?
Like you feel like you've got
good
energy.
It and, feels like things are great. But at the superficial level, while you look good, you do some testing, right? You look at your hormones and you're already starting to see early indications of a shift in the adrenal function. So you can mostly tell where things are by looking at cortisol and DHEA.
And so, well, I was going to say, Dr. Ernst, even when somebody is in this initial state of adrenal fatigue, is that even sustainable? Can they sustain that?
For short periods of time, yes. So like if we have this sort of like busy week, but then you recover, you give yourself a weekend, maybe you take a vacation.
Right.
You do the steps necessary to lower your cortisol. Yes. Now it's this sort of like stage one, as we call it, where cortisol is high and DHEA is high. And that's sort of the beginning. It's the alarm. The alarm is going off, right? But most of us don't sense the alarm because to us, we're like, it's normal. And I can deal with this, okay? Yep. It's when we get into stage two that it becomes really tricky because technically by looking at the tests, cortisol is elevated, but DHEA is normal. So a lot of times your primary physicians will say, it's okay, you're just in a slight state of stress, your DHEA is good, your cortisol is a little bit high. But what they didn't check is that earlier it was DHEA elevated, cortisol elevated.
Right, so you're past stage one. So it's kind of like
cortisol goes up, DHEA goes up. DHEA comes down, cortisol still high. You're in what we call stage two. Now, these are the people that literally, they feel fatigued. They're crashing during the middle part of the day.
Yep.
They can't sleep at night. And they're going like, God, I really need help from this.
Caffeine dependence.
Yep. But then what happens is if you keep sucking down coffees and energy drinks and all this stuff, well, eventually your cortisol levels are going to start to drop. And now it's an extreme sense of tiredness. It's sort of this depressive state where you really have a really hard time coming out of this. And if it gets really, really bad, which unfortunately would be chronic fatigue diagnosis, fibromyalgia, mitochondrial dysfunctions, these are the people that are severely, that's when it's really low cortisol and really low DHEA. So here's the neat thing. If you know how to get tested and you get the right kinds of hormones checked, you can actually scale this and find out what stage of adrenal exhaustion are you in. And unfortunately, most people that we work with are at the stage where they're already in 3 and 4, and they've been taking over-the-counter stimulants, thinking that that's going to lift up their mood, and it's only going to make it worse.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting too is, I'm going to go back to, it's not just limited to the adrenal glands. Yes, you want to use the hormones from the adrenal glands to figure out the staging, to figure out functionally where your body's at, what alarm system is going off inside of your body.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you the number of patients that come in and they're being labeled as a diabetic, or they're being labeled as they've got an autoimmune condition that is attacking their thyroid. When really what's happened is they're so chronically fatigued, they're in that stage 4 of adrenal fatigue, that once you take care of that, and the immune response goes away, the body starts taking care of itself and healing on its own. And they were never a diabetic to begin with. They had just crashed. They had hit that burnout stage.
And it comes back to this. It's very, I don't want to get too technical, but I think our listeners can handle this. There's this thing called the HPA axis. It's the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal.
Yep.
So hypothalamic pituitary, here's our precursors for thyroid hormones and for insulin and things to this effect.
Right.
So when the adrenal glands get stressed, everything gets stressed. And the challenge becomes you can't just keep looking at your fatigue as you're missing some sort of pill or a drink that's going to fill you up with energy. Can caffeine kind of temporarily stimulate you and give you a lift? Yes, but what we know is caffeine actually damages the adrenal glands over time and causes more fatigue.
Yeah.
Same thing with kind of going for the salty, sugary, you know, snacky foods. They'll give a little tiny push, but they're going to cause more effects down the line. So if you really want to conquer this, number one, it's just becoming aware. There is like a 90% chance that you're dealing with some level of adrenal fatigue right now. Especially if you're somebody who says, you know what, I raise my hand on this. I'm a slow starter in the morning. I require 4 cups of coffee. By 2 p.m., I'm asleep at my desk or trying to keep my eyelids open. I get home and it's 7, 8, 9 o'clock is like my good time, right? I'm awake and I can't sleep and I'm crashing. Hey, that's the opportunity to take a call to action. Download our free ebook. It has all the steps necessary for you to start now conquering your energy. Text the word energy plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. Again, 704-906-2094. You're also going to get access to our free masterclass on the 13th of May, where we'll take you step by step through. Do this, get these tests done. How to identify the underlying root causes so your energy can just start to flood back. And we've seen this. We've had patients come in literally going, you know, like I'm sleeping better. I've got more energy. I've got more focus, more clarity. And we're not popping pills at people. We're getting down to the deep root cause of where the adrenal issue is coming from in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, and I'm going to go back to it again. If you think you've got a health condition, if you think you have a health problem, check the adrenal glands, because you'd be amazed. Again, we started the show by saying 90% of medical doctor visits are for some level of stress or fatigue or something related to that. And then it goes undiagnosed because they're not getting the proper testing done. So whatever you think your health condition is, let's find what the root of it is. I guarantee you for 90% of you, there will be some level of stress response or stress-induced problem that you can correct on your own with a little bit of coaching from us.
Yeah. And that's also the other big challenge, because you said, check your adrenal glands. I start seeing myself like, okay, so I go to my MD and I'm like, hey, can you get my adrenal glands checked? guys, they're going to test you for like Cushing's and Addison's, which you're probably not going to have. Right. Okay, so the true way of checking an adrenal gland, number one, is we need to make sure that the neurological pathways to the adrenal gland are free and clear. Yep. We know there's nerves in the middle and lower parts of your back that go straight to the adrenal gland. So think of it like this. If I have nerve stress, am I going to have adrenal stress?
Of course, it has to be.
Layer number two. The adrenals respond to the amount of stress that's both chemical and sort of, I'll call it, physical to the body. So if you have pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals, toxins within your body, your adrenals are going to be stressed just because they have to take care of that.
Right.
So layer number two of checking your adrenal glands is having a bioscreen done. We need to see how many toxins, how many pesticides, how many herbicides, what's going on with your body. And then thirdly, we know that the gastric systems, the gut connection, the enteric response is directly connected. So an adrenal stress test is mostly done through meeting with a functional physician or someone like ourselves. So again, if you need resources and help, download the ebook, Energy Heal Thyself. It's free. Text the word energy with your name and your email to 704-906-2094. And again, not only do you get this, but you get access to our masterclass where we're going to show you, do these things and boom, energy comes back. Watch this. Health comes back.
Yep.
Weight loss. You start getting your brain power back. You start sleeping better at night. I mean, most people would do anything they can just to sleep better at night.
Exactly. How many of you are reaching for something in this world that you're going to say, yes, I'll be successful when I get blank? This is your opportunity to get there even faster. Yeah. By fixing your fatigue now to hit your success steps even quicker.
Yep. So again, energy, text that word plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. And when we come back from this commercial break, we're going to go deep into the how do you actually stimulate and get your adrenal glands working again. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
See you guys soon.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. Welcome back. Hey, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your co-host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, along with Dr. Chris Demzar.
Yeah. Hey, so happy
to be here.
Thank
you for being here today.
Of course.
What an exceptional show topic. We're talking about how the fatigue that you may have, that tiredness midday, yet that wired evening, right? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, where you're like, I can't seem to fall asleep. That fatigue, that drain can be coming from something called adrenal stress or adrenal fatigue. And it's a condition that unfortunately medically is often overlooked because in their world, you either have Cushing's, which is super high expressive cortisol, like 150%.
Right.
Or you have Addison's, which is like no cholesterol, not cholesterol. Why am I saying cholesterol? Cortisol. No cortisol.
90%
shutdown.
Yep.
And unless you have the extreme or the deficit, your adrenals are fine.
Right.
And we've talked about how like you could have a 40%, 50%, 60% underproduction of some of the stress hormones, and it leads to massive amounts of fatigue. It leads to brain fog. It leads to sleeplessness. It leads to many of the symptoms that a lot of us have that we will write off as being just part of our, you know, stress of the day. Anxiety, depression, etc. So just know, though, that if you get sick quite a bit, you're constantly getting colds and flus and sniffles and things of that effect. If you get lightheaded when you stand up, right? So some people who sit for a period of time, they get up and they're like, whoa. Okay, that's not just like a light thing to write off. That's an early indication of an adrenal stress response.
Exactly. And so what's the opposite of you being fatigued? If you're feeling tired, if you're having some of these symptoms that Dr. Ernst was talking about, well, we're supposed to have lots of energy, especially during the day when we're supposed to be up and going around. Then at night is when we're supposed to be able to crash, sleep, rest, rejuvenate ourselves, and do it again. So if you're like the person that Dr. Ernst is describing, what you want to do is the first step, get this ebook that we've got. We've put this ebook together for you, not to just talk about fatigue. Of course, it's mentioned there. Yes, we've got to talk about the adrenal glands. Yes, you've got to talk about cortisol and all the other hormones the adrenal glands produces. Yes, we've got to talk about the other causes and then how you can fix this yourself. But more importantly, it's about getting your energy back. So if you want this free ebook, go ahead, text your name, your name, your email to
and the word energy.
I was like, what's the word that I got to say?
Energy.
704-906-2094. Not only are you going to get this ebook, but it's also going to get you exclusive access to an upcoming energy summit with Dr. Ernst himself. It's happening Saturday, May 13th from the comfort of your home. It's a Saturday morning chance for you to learn, for you to be able to fix your fatigue, get your energy back all on your own. It'll be with Dr. Ernst. So again, it's your name.
That's on May 13th. So it's a couple weeks away, but now like man, my God, last week we had, I think, like 50 people text in saying they want access to this. Okay. So we still have the space. This is early bird registration. I would do it now.
Exactly. So again, if that's for you, if you know you need this, text your name, the word energy, and your email to 704-906-2094.
So we talked briefly at the top of the show about, okay, look, more than likely you have some sort of an adrenal stress response. Okay. The common sort of sensation, right? It's not just the, you know, like I'm losing my mind and I feel stressed out and I'm tired. Like there's a classic spinal pattern that we see with people that are adrenally stressed, okay? And what I mean by that is if you have this sort of like ache between your shoulder blades where you're kind of like, oh, if I could just get in there and have somebody just like straighten me out.
Yeah.
The reason for this is the center section of your spine between your shoulder blades is your sympathetic nervous response. Okay, so fight or flight. So if you're in a constant load of either physical, chemical, or emotional stress, you're gonna feel like a vice grip is starting to come in and really tighten the muscles and the ligaments within the mid part of your back. This is described in full detail in the ebook, along with the idea that if you ignore this and think that getting a massage to strip out the muscles or doing yoga or Pilates is gonna remove the stress, you're in for a rude awakening and it almost always comes back. Now, here's where chiropractic for the last 130 years has really excelled in the nature of releasing the stress to the nerve response. So when sympathetic nervous system goes up, it's a double whammy caveat. It's gonna stress the adrenal glands out. And then as the adrenal cortisol levels go up, well, so does the sympathetic stress and it feeds itself.
Yeah.
So there's a way to break the cycle. And I know it's gonna sound strange, but it's getting a correct chiropractic adjustment to release the nerve stress in your upper back, to go straight to the adrenal nerves, T12, L1, L2, and make sure that they are sending the proper signal neurologically and it calms the adrenal response down. We have seen hundreds of patients come in mentally, physically, chemically stressed out, get an adjustment and have night and day change. I mean, within like 24 hours, I slept straight through the night. I haven't slept through the night in 15 years. I had my boss call me, yell at me. I'd normally be, you know, like stressed out for 2 days. It was like, it didn't even bother me at all. There is this ubiquitous sort of awe-inspiring release that takes place when you get your spine adjusted properly and you release nerve stress.
Yep, exactly. Did you guys know that your nerves carry different type of signals? It's not just like every nerve in your body is carrying the same exact thing.
Right.
That wouldn't make very sense. Our bodies are so specific, way more than we can even ever know. And so it makes sense that our bodies carry different signals. So Dr. Ernst, what you're talking about is there's very specific signals coming from our brain to our through our spinal cord that then go to our adrenal glands. And our adrenal glands are going to then take that signaling and they're going to do very specific things with it. And you talked about it being sympathetic, which is that fight or flight response.
Yeah.
And so that's why when you get a correct or specific chiropractic adjustment, even though it's to the sympathetic nervous system, we're not necessarily stimulating that. So a lot of people think, oh, but if you stimulate my fight or flight response, isn't everything going to get worse? Well, no, because we're not stimulating more of that signaling pattern. We're saying we found out, we did the testing to figure out that that specific area, that specific nerve, that there's something already wrong there.
Yeah.
So let's correct the dysfunction that's already there to get the system, to get that specific nerve, to get that specific pathway to calm down.
What you're describing is this physiological process known as modulation, right?
Yes.
It's the idea that if something needs to be elevated, it'll be elevated. If something needs to be released, it'll be released.
Right.
You do the corrective style adjustment and your body gives you what you're looking for as a modulation.
Right.
Okay, so step number one in solving this adrenal fatigue or adrenal issue is identify the stage of adrenal response testing that you're in. So you're gonna have to get someone to do at least some blood testing or urine testing to find out where your hormone levels are. Number two, you need to start getting corrective chiropractic care because there's a massive connection between your nervous system and your stress response. If your nerves are stressed out, you're stressed out. If you decompress the nervous system, you decompress your stress response.
Right.
You can balance your sympathetic and parasympathetics by simply getting a chiropractic adjustment. This has been proven in research. There's methods of them studying cortisol responses pre-post adjustments, and we've been seeing drastic improvements in people's symptomatology as a result. I think another one is you have to recognize, like, you've got to stop doing what you're doing to give you this artificial sense of energy, because it's only going to overstimulate your adrenal response. It might feel good in the short term, but in the long term, the caffeine, the sweeteners, the salty snacks, and all this stuff is going to only stress it out even more.
Exactly.
So let's look at caffeine, right? So most people drink a cup of coffee to kind of give them that push and that over, I'll call it like stimulation drive. But we know for a fact that caffeine can interfere with your sleep cycles, which makes it really hard for your adrenal glands to recover. So I would say sometimes it's not the caffeine, it's just the art of like having a cup of coffee. So switching to decaf, you may actually find that you get the same level of lift as it was the caffeinated coffee.
Right. Or simply finding another drink that doesn't have caffeine in it. I can't tell you the amount of times I talk with people, they're drinking the caffeine or the coffee just because it's something to drink and it's part of the social, the routine, cultural, right? Yeah. Routine, norm, whatever you want to call it. But the second you get that person to switch and it's like, yeah, I drank this thing instead. And you know what? It's basically the same. I didn't feel like I had a crash and I felt like I was still normal. But yeah, I had none of the caffeine and it was great.
Yeah.
So
we also have to watch out because, again, like when we're typically stressed out, what the things we shoot for are the sweetened, salty, crunchy snacks, right? And we know that any time that you can avoid sugar, it's going to help out for every response, okay? So, but we also have to watch out for things like the high fructose corn syrup, the artificial sweeteners. You know, there's a lot of people who say stuff like, well, can I use, you know, Sweet and Lower? Can I use Splenda? Okay, anything that's artificial to your body is going to be seen as a stress. Again, remember, your body reacts to stress no matter if you feel it or not, okay? So nutrient sort of chemical stress is still a response to the adrenal glands. So we want to make sure we're avoiding the sugary foods and the candies and the cereals and the sweets. You know, so if we're going to do something, let's go for like the natural sugars that are found in fruits or in, you know, like berries and things to this effect. So we want to make sure we eat well, but we're not really doing it with an artificial sense or a stimulation.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you're wondering, well, hey, where are you guys getting all this information from? We're not just making it up. It's in the ebook, this ebook that can be yours today for free. So if you want this information and a whole heck of a lot more, there's no way we could get through, I don't know, what is this, 40 pages?
Yes.
All 40 pages of this information in the time that we have for the show. But text the word energy, your name and your email to 704-906-2094. Again, that's 704-906-2094. The word energy, your first and last name, and your email so that this ebook can be yours.
Yeah, and listen, in the ebook is the list of foods to avoid. In the ebook are the supplements that help to calm the adrenal response down and give you more energy. In the ebook is the methods and the techniques of trying to figure out based upon your symptoms, where are you within your adrenal response? So like basically everything that you need to start conquering this is in the ebook.
Right.
And then we're going to show you how to implement and how to apply and how to get the results at the masterclass, right?
Exactly.
So yeah, I would just take a moment right now, right? The word energy, your name, your email, straight to 704-906-2094. You can see like the texts are coming in. So yeah. Look at all the people that need energy.
Exactly. Right? And it's what, 3-4 weeks away still is the energy summit. So don't be like, oh, well now I'll wait for the energy summit and then I'll do something to start to correct the problem.
Yeah.
You can start correcting the problem today. And then you show up in 3 weeks, whenever the energy summit is, and now you say, oh, I can fine tune it.
Yeah.
And you're already on your journey. You're already on this healing journey. You're already solving the problem.
And listen, when it comes to diet, the harder something is for your body to digest, the more toxins and or chemicals or additives that are found. I want you to think of it as like, if my ingredient list is like 75 long, you should just be like, oh, my adrenals hurt.
Right.
But if it's like, you know, 3 long, it's like, oh, my adrenals are happy. So, you know, processed foods, I hate to say it, but like, man, if you're throwing something in the microwave to heat it up, like it's a microwave meal. Those things are highly preserved. They're highly processed, let alone, let's not even get into the dangers of what microwaving food can do. So just watch out, right? So like, if we're going to just briefly describe to you, what does an adrenal supportive diet look like? It looks like real food. It looks like using what I'll call sort of healthy fats and proteins, right? So if we're going to start talking about adrenal powerhouses, coconut and coconut oils, olives and olive oils,
right.
Avocados and avocado oils, the cruciferous vegetables that give you a tremendous amount of sulfur and sort of detoxificant ability, cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, etc.
Yep.
Fish that are fatty and wild caught, free range chicken and turkey, Bone broth, why? It's a gut sealer and a healer. It calms the intestinal stress down, which calms your adrenal stress down. Nuts and seeds, because they're nourishing, they're loaded with antioxidants and very healthy oils that help to sort of just decrease the stress response. We know kelp and seaweed, right, can give you the micronutrients, the minerals that most of us are missing, and even the salts, because there's one thing I know for a fact: when you're adrenally stressed out, you tend to be dehydrated, because yes, your adrenal response is responsible for helping to hold sodium, potassium, and phosphorus in bay.
Right.
On your blood work. So if you start to see a shift in that, even at a small level, you start to urinate more fluids out and you become somewhat electrolytically deficient.
Right.
We start getting cramps. We get Charlie horses at night. We start getting tired. So you can start using the Celtic salts, the Himalayan salts, etc., to start bringing those nutrients and the minerals back. There's roughly, 80 different minerals inside of Himalayan salts.
Exactly. Alone. Yeah.
And then, because we really need to nourish the digestive response, fermented foods that are rich in natural probiotics. That right there, that description, is an adrenal healing diet.
It really is.
But then also, you'll probably notice, it's an energy diet. It's a gastric rebuild diet.
Yep.
It's a clear your skin, bring your brain function out back diet.
It's going to stop the autoimmune response that may be going on diet.
Yes. Yeah. So again, if you're looking for like an exact breakdown, foods to eat, foods to focus on, what to avoid, download the Energy Heal Thyself ebook. Text the word energy with your name and email to 704-906-2094. We'll zip it straight over to you, and you get free access to the masterclass, which I think are the best, because it's live one-on-one where we'll take you through step-by-step on how to not only just get your energy back, but lose weight, feel great, and change your health, right? Lower your sugars, your cholesterols, your triglycerides, get your thyroid hormones and other hormones back into balance again.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's go through real quick, because we've got, about 6 or 7 minutes, some of the supplements that we can start using immediately that can give you that sort of like energy boost. Because again, the last thing we want you doing is running off and going like, all right, I'm going to go get my drink. I'm going to have my coffee. They're going to be short-lived. You're not going to get a good response from that. Some of the most powerful houses are the adaptogenic herbs. The reason they call them adaptogenic is they help you to adapt to stress. They physically feed the adrenal gland with what it needs to be able to sort of bring cortisol levels down, elevate DHEA, etc. So that's going to be things like ashwagandha, rhodiola, shishandra, and holy basil. What they do is they help to lower cortisol levels, they mediate your stress response, and by putting these foods and these herbs and nutrients into your diet, you can start to decrease the strain and the stress on your adrenal glands.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And then the next one's going to be licorice root. And that's not a very common herb that we hear about a lot, but as a root, what's really important is the licorice root itself is going to help to stimulate your body's DHEA production.
Yeah.
And we haven't talked a whole lot about DHEA during the show today, but we did talk about during the stages of adrenal fatigue, how as you get to the later stages, DHEA is going to get lower and lower and lower until that you're really in that crashed burnout stage. And that's when people are really sick. So if you're in that stage, you find out that you're in the later stages of adrenal fatigue, licorice root could be a huge boost for you.
And it's going to be more of like a supplement. I mean, you're not going to run off to the grocery store and buy the root and start chewing on it.
Just have that, yeah.
So it'll be something like a deglycerized, a DGL licorice. It's easier to digest, easier to absorb. But licorice and the adaptogenic herbs can really start to kind of calm stress responses down. The next one I think is really important because it's a global anti-inflammatory. It helps with everything. But we often find people who are super fatigued are very low in their essential fatty acids. So the EPA, the DHEA, which classically is going to be our fish oils. There are several studies showing that it helps to reduce also the long-term complications of being in an adrenal stress state for so long. So we typically find diabetes, mental dysfunction, arthritis, anxiety, depression, immune difficulties, skin rashes, you know, psoriasis or eczema, weight gain with people who have an adrenal issue. So if you start to increase your omega fatty acids, you decrease inflammation across the board. Not only do you support the adrenal glands, but you can help with all these other superficial conditions that develop as a result.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. And then moving on to probably my favorite, which is going to be vitamin D. Everyone knows, get your vitamin D into your body, and especially with the sun coming out more and more, we're getting outside, we know we're getting that natural vitamin D, but what if you're already in adrenal fatigue?
Yeah.
It may not be enough. And why is vitamin D so important? Dr. Ernst, you mentioned earlier how when you become adrenal D deficient, when your adrenal glands start to get to that burnout stage or even stage one of adrenal fatigue, one of the first things that's going to happen is your body's going to mismanage its use of electrolytes.
Yeah.
And so how can you get your electrolytes back online into that regulated homeostatic balance? Well, vitamin D is going to help support a lot of those electrolytes.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think a lot of people really, I think most people think vitamin D is like an immune hormone.
Yeah.
Right? So it helps with my immune response.
You know, that's a lot of the ads that people see.
But look at the fact that like you just mentioned, if your D3 levels are low, you can't regulate your electrolytes.
Right.
And that leads to, you know, metabolic acidosis. It leads to decreasing of energy productivity.
Exactly.
So using vitamin D to not only just boost your immune response, but help regulate your nutrients is huge.
Yep.
Selenium, there have been several animal studies done that found that a selenium deficiency, so being low in selenium, leads to a more stress response to the adrenal gland. Selenium is also very important for thyroid functionality. And your thyroid hormone also is what gives you really that good energy response. So healthy thyroid response would be vibrance, life, fat burning. I'm losing my weight. I've got my brain focused. Yep. My skin is clear. I feel like $1 million. Low thyroid functionality, high cortisol, low DHEA, that adrenal response is going to be all of the opposite. My hair is thinning. My skin's, you know, breaking out and rashing, etc. I'm gaining weight. I'm tired all the time. So boosting your selenium levels can help both.
Exactly.
And these two oils, I think, are kind of neat because you can use them right as you fall asleep to help you actually boost an adrenal response.
Exactly. Or to just help to manage the adrenal response. Maybe you need to boost your adrenal response, but lower cortisol. Well, that's the perfect time to use lavender oil, especially in the evenings when you want your cortisol response to be lower before it starts ramping up in the middle of the night.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that animal and human studies have shown that where lavender oil can help with to help support and reduce the stress that's happening on your adrenal glands. And the same can be said for rosemary oil. You can use it in conjunction with the lavender oil. So you can use them both at the same time to help decrease the cortisol concentrations that are just hanging out in your body, just wreaking havoc and increasing the stress on all the different cells.
So these two oils can be diffused in a diffuser while you are at your house. You can rub them on your feet before you go to sleep. You can, you know, put them on your hands, rub them on your chest, etc. So think of it as like there's so many ways that you can take responsibility for your health and get your energy back, get your vibrance back. We have to just recognize, though, this isn't a normal reaction, okay? So like being fatigued and tired should make you go, something's going on. And rather than just writing it off as I had a stressful week, I had a crazy life, let's go deep into figuring out, is your body responding properly? Checking yourselves for toxins, looking for nerve interference, actually physically testing the adrenal response can help you to come up with a protocol so you can have a matched diet, you could have supplementation, you could have things that'll help you to get out of the woods. And the neat thing is when you're out of cortisol stress response, man, it is peace
and it is
grace and it is life and flow. So take this moment as we close out today. Text the word energy with your name and your email to 704-906-2094. You get our entire Energy Heal Thyself ebook. Everything we talked about today, plus everything we're going to talk about for the next couple of weeks, all bundled up inside of here, and the masterclass on the 13th of May. Again, the word energy, your name and email. We'll send it right over to you. And thanks so much for tuning in today. We hope you found it to be helpful and informative, and we'll see you next week.
Have a great one, guys. Bye.